Chicago, I know you got a lot going on, but I just want to hip you to something. You're living under a climate crisis. The city council voted to officially declare that you are experiencing a climate emergency. Last year, you saw 20-foot waves from Lake Michigan flood parts of the city and disappear whole parts of your beach. So, unless you want to stand on the shoreline and calmly accept it like Tay Leone at the end of Deep Impact, the time is now to do something about climate change. Join Hero Power, and you can have 100% of your electricity consumption matched with Green E-certified renewable energy certificates and still pay the ComEd basic electric rate. That's right. You support clean energy every time you pay your electricity bill, and it's no extra cost to you. It's easy. It takes 2 minutes. You can do it from self-isolation right now at myheropower.com and tell them Chad the Bird sent you, because that's me. And if you think all this shit's just a little too weird, why don't you do a shout of Malort? If you're feeling absurd, getting advice from a bird, just do a shot of Malort. Malort, Hero Power, proud sponsors of Chad the Podcast, which is what you're listening to right now. Hey, how are you? How are any of us, really? A lot going on. I don't want to spend too much time doing a little, like, intro or anything because, oof, it's been a hell of a time. For those of you in the future, it is May 29th, 2020. We are in lockdown, and it is a world on fire and insane, literally and figuratively. I don't need to go into it too much because if you're here, you know. And if you're from the future, you can Google it or whatever it is you use in the future. But this week, I figured in the midst of all this, I wanted to reach out to a buddy of mine that recently did one of the fireside chats, which, by the way, go to my Facebook or Instagram and watch those because they're fun to make. So I hope you have fun watching them. But my buddy Pat Whalen from Yesterday's News helped me do the last episode of the Fireside Chat, and we were chatting about, like, hey, let's just hang out. So we Zoomed, and we planned the perfect party.
I can't promise that you like me. You could go downhill. I can't promise that you love me, but you probably will.
Pat, I have a question.
Yeah.
What is the wildest party you've ever been to?
Oh man, that is a loaded question for me because you know there.
That's why I warned you because I came strapped.
Yeah, I feel like there are wild parties I've been to where I was the wild, and there are wild parties that I've been to where I observed the wild. I've heard stories of a time I regaled a party of no less than 35 people with an air guitar solo of Rage Against the Machine. I've only heard about it. Yes, exactly. You know, we've tried working with the machine. We've tried, bribing the machine.
We've tried politely asking the machine.
Yes. For and against.
Yeah.
Now I think the raging against is just...
Under rage.
Yeah. It's all the rage right now.
We're fine. Everything's fine. Anyway, so we're wildest party. Like, to the point where you're like, fuck.
Yeah. In college... In the dorms, it was just a bunch of children living in a prefab, hospital, basically. And it was chaos. I mean, I at the time I was like, oh no, this is what college is. So, like, I'd been there before. Can you imagine being an RA to some of the things that they were party to? There were just a lot of, I remember this Fahrenheit 150, not Fahrenheit 1, yeah, no, a Ray Bradbury kick. It was a wild party. Bacardi.
I was going to say, what a fucking weird themed party. It's a Ray Bradbury rager, you guys. Rage Bradbury.
It was wild Rage Bradbury.
Dressed like your favorite character from one of his novels. We're going to drink a lot of, like, Everclear.
Rage Bradbury is my next band. It was Bacardi 151 because it was 151 proof.
That's where this is going. Oh, I was hoping there was a Ray Bradbury story.
No, it was Bacardi 151. We didn't know who Ray Bradbury was. but we were just like, you know, again, children, and we needed to put hair on our chests. So what better way than to do that? There was, you know, a lot of parties from my hometown where people would say, hey, this is one drug, but it would actually be another drug. I've definitely seen someone on ketamine when they thought they were on cocaine. And let me tell you, that's something to behold. Yeah, that wasn't even college. That was back home. That was when I took a year off, and boy, did I take that year off. I'll tell you what.
Wow.
Absolutely.
I'm going to go commune with my roots. You're just going to take acid in your hometown? Yeah!
Yeah.
How do you fucking commune? That's how the ancients did it.
I went home. What I told people is I went home to remember why I went to college, you know? And then I remembered, and I went back, and I finished. So I got that going for me.
Well, that's
I'm, you know, most of them I can't remember, but I've seen some stuff. But you know, you don't want to go to someone's house and do what you wouldn't want someone to come over to your house would do. So like,
solid.
You know, don't leave, you know, empty bottles in front of your neighbor's stuff. It's all about, you know, because it was always apartments
right.
back in the day. And it was always like, guys, people live next door. And when you leave, we will still be here with them sharing space. So
good for you for getting out while the getting's good.
Honestly, yeah, you want to head out at peak time. Oh, that's a good tip. Well, no, okay. What makes a bad party is, you know, is bad guests. So you don't don't bring. You know, so are we talking like parties now? Because thinking of regaling stories, it's parties back in the day, and there is a wide berth between bad guests now and bad guests then.
I mean, I don't know if I agree with that. I feel like it's that bad guests have stranger things they can do to be bad guests. I mean, you're going to always have crappy guests. I've been on a crappy Zoom call from this fucking guy. So that's not going to change. But yeah, you're right. There's a huge difference now with the internet and your ability to fuck up a party than like in the 90s.
You know, like back in the day, arriving early is fine because it's not really a party. It's just like, we're going to be rambunctious together.
Yeah.
To just come over. But if you arrive early now,
right.
What the hell are you doing here? I'm still cleaning the bathroom. You
know exactly. What I mean? Right. All right. And even if arriving on time, same deal. You get in there and there's usually one person who's dressed up, and that's the weird guy that got there early. And then the host is just like, I'm in the back making the food.
Yeah, you want to watch me chop things up? Because that's what this party is right now and for the next half hour.
I don't ever remember being fashionably late to a college party. They just would happen around me.
Exactly. Like, we're having a party tonight.
Right now. It starts now. Okay, everybody
exactly.
Because sure. It would just be like, hey, you want to start drinking? Drink stuff. Call Steve. No, he's already here. Oh, fuck. No, smart.
Pacing yourself back in the day. You know, can you imagine being 18 and be like, oh no, I gotta pace myself. I gotta test in the morning. You probably can, because a lot of people did.
Yeah, no, a lot of you. Thank you for that, by the way. You will grow up well.
I went to art school, so there was just a wide variety of people who deliberately picked afternoon classes. You know what I'm saying?
Smart. Well, yeah, well, I mean, at least they knew what their lifestyle required at the time.
Exactly.
Smart enough to go, you know what I'm going to be? Partying at night. So what I should do is make sure that my classes start around noon.
Choices.
Wow. Smart living. You can't do that. You just do it. All right. So you've hung out at many a party, I'm assuming.
Many, yes.
You were in an art school.
Many.
What is your ultimate party snack table layout?
This is... you know, again, in terms of preference, I have that. In terms of, like, you know, reality of parties in the scene back in the day, just food. just have food, something please. For us to put in the stomach alongside the booze, alongside the nefarious substances of other varieties. But, like, you know, if we're talking preferences, I'm big into the cheese plates, charcuterie.
Nothing wrong with that.
Stuff to munch at, you know, fancy crackers with rosemary in them.
And not expensive. You can get those for like $2. Not exactly. A big deal. And they
there are expensive ones you can get. And I'm sure they're great. But, you know, we
do
don't
you
really
want to have a snack that's so good that that's all people talk about around the snack table. Like, would you want to get like a $20 cracker spread and people, like, instead of talking about what's up, they're just eating these crackers going, what is in this? What is this? Is there ginger in this?
As long as that's it. See, I would stay away from like really trying to curate the snacks myself, because then, you know, two beers in, it's going to devolve into, did you try the crackers? They're really good. They're really good. You know, it's a guy who's
like, I got them from Mariano's. Can you believe it?
Oh yeah, they're on sale. It's actually tarragon. You know, like no one cares.
No one cares. And also you have to be prepared for the inevitable onslaught of munchums when everybody's so ripped they can't fucking stand it. And you don't want to like throw away your gourmet Havarti crackers on these people.
No,
like, exactly. No, man, these are made from cheese. These aren't bread. These is a cracker made from cheese. Sorcery. And that's for special times. Not your stoned ass, because you aren't going to appreciate it.
Gold-tiered Cheez-Its.
Yeah. Top tier. That stays in the pantry that's locked, that you, I'm assuming you have in your six-room house that I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The mansion. where we summer, because summer's a verb. and then in the wine cellar, you go there. But I think we're getting into, like, the chronology, pardon me, of the party, which is up front at the top. You hit them with the good stuff. The bathroom is pristine. The crackers have rosemary in them. The cheese is from a monger, right? Someone monged this. And then by the end of the night, it's $2 chuck.
Yeah.
And whatever else you got, you know?
See, that's a smart move that I don't think a lot of people think about when they throw parties. I mean, we will in the future. So, like, for those of you listening in the future, we're still on lockdown. It's 2020. We still have blah, 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 blah.
We're planning. We're preparing. We're
planning for the inevitable time when we all get to hang out 2022. So if we're lucky.
Hammering the dance.
And to think about the chronology of the party and to plan accordingly. Because, like, if you're going to throw a thing, get some good stuff for the beginning. And then switch it out as the party progresses so that people are just drinking your crappy, you're like Evan Williams, which is not crappy, just inexpensive.
Yeah, exactly. Except you can buy a lot of it. And, you know, if more people, you know, because there's going to be, oh, we're going to be late. We're coming from another thing. You still want to have something for them. You don't want them to show up and have nothing.
Right. But you definitely aren't going to waste the good cheese crackers that are made from actual cheese.
Havarti is
cheese.
It's up there.
You can make into crackers.
I had a Havarti dill recently.
Oh, nice.
My man.
What's wrong with that?
Oof. Nothing.
Oi. Oi. You know what I'm saying? Oi. Oof. Oof. This. Again, do you want that going on around your snack table while you're trying to throw a party? You want everybody talking like they're at an Italian funeral eating the food. Just oof. This. Marone. Eat that.
Hey, the Bricciadil.
And by that, I mean Jersey Italians, because I'm sure that the Midwestern Italians don't necessarily sound that way.
I'm East Coast, but it's Irish and Italian in Buffalo. And so there was a lot of that going on. But food is a focal point. It's a focal point of any party. And it certainly is in Buffalo. Any function, and I mean any function, that did not have pizza and wings was kind of like, what the hell are you doing?
That's top shelf spread in Chicago. If you're bringing pizza and wings, that's like, oh, you care. Because most times pizza, wings, you're like, oh, well, excuse me.
Well.
Pizza and wings, you're like, are you guys getting married? Is that what
if the wings come with celery sticks and carrots, that's top tier.
Oh man, that's how you know you went to like Papa Ray's or like one of them. And they're not cheap. It's a good
spread. I don't want to lean too hard on the chronology, but if up top you've got people who don't know each other at this party, maybe you do want to have the snacks be the icebreaker. Maybe you want it to be like, oh yes, well, I get my crackers from this guy, my cheesemongers from this place. But now we're talking.
Really big spread. Like you'll have to have a diverse spread of many different kinds of crackers and cheeses and salted meats and olives and such, because then you want to encourage more grazing.
Indeed.
You just have like a couple of Girl Scout, like a couple sleeves of Girl Scout cookies and like those, not Ritz, like cheese nips not bits, nips, like noticeable. Yeah, that's a pass by. That's a simple graze.
Boy,
side graze in the midst of combo.
I wonder if we're going to be sharing a table of snacks in 2022.
I don't know. That's going to be a thing we can tell our like grandkids. Hey, back in the day, we used to all eat snacks from the same table, and they'd be like, "Ew, what's wrong with you people? Ah, you guys are pervs."
One bowl, many crackers, many nibs. Crackers,
we used to have a thing called Chex Mix, where we put all the different things and the Chex. Before the Great Chex War, when we got rid of everything but Chex, they won. Spoiler alert: 2022. What's the perfect party locale? Like, where's like the ultimate party? And don't say the fucking beach, because God, it is as good as you think. I'm kidding. It's awesome, but there's better places.
There are so many better places. I went to the Anakin Skywalker School of Beaches, which is, I hate sand. It gets everywhere. It's coarse.
I also murdered a bunch like of children. And
yeah, Master Skywalker, what are we going to do? he calls him Master, and so right. I think he should have recruited those kids and taken down Palpatine. But
we don't have time to go down to Star Wars. You know, we'll go there.
I will. But let's stay focused and say. Right. That the prequels weren't that bad. Okay, no.
The story's fine. The execution is not. And that does not a good movie make. In fact, when's the last time you saw Phantom Menace? It looks like you had the resolution turned down on your CD-ROM game to like the below your factory settings. And you're like, why does the background look like garbage? It's like, I don't know, idiot, because you're at like VGA. You can turn it up to like 1080p or some shit. And you're like, oh, I didn't know I could do that. And then suddenly, oh, there, that looks like background. Cool. Thanks, computer. You fucking thought I was low key. Anyway. And that prevents it. Suddenly they got the right resolution for the background and they still managed to fuck it up.
So the perfect party locale is Mustafar. That's what I'm saying.
Right, yeah.
It's Mustafar.
Dark Mustafar.
The outdoors is where you want to be. I think you want to be in the outdoors. Now I am not a fan of the heat of the summer. You know, I'm not a 90 degree guy, but where we are right now is bearable. So like behind some sort of,
we're at like what, 65, 70, somewhere in there.
I think, yeah, mid 70s, between 70 and 75 is really great.
See, that's like 10 degrees higher than my comfort. I'm like 60, 65. That's where I want it to be. But I hear you. I can handle the 70. I need to know
if I'm in the shade.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah.
And there's a light breeze. This is perfect to me. This is perfect. A light breeze, keep the air moving, right? You know, under a heat shield on Mustafar, if it's a lava-based planet, right? But someone's back porch in Chicago with a little breeze going, a little sun, a little cloud, mid-70s, like, you know, late afternoon, early evening. This is perfect.
Yes, so you've got your party snack table layout of like appropriate snacks for the party outside, and you have your snacks inside, because eventually you have to go inside, because if you're in the city, noise ordinances. If you're in the country, bugs. Which is why whenever you see those movies of like the people in the like it's like Steel Magnolia style, where they're all like outside in like the little paper lanterns, and you're like, fuck that. There are mosquitoes the size of your goddamn car. No. Seriously. Way.
Where are all the off candles?
Yeah, right. Nobody there is itching and wondering if they should go back inside.
Hey, where's the DEET? I am a weapons grade DEET guy. I bought 100% DEET. I've been using it for 2 years, and I'm probably going to put it on next week, because even outside of the South, here in the Midwest, we got them.
Oh, they're coming. We got murder hornets coming too. So yeah,
murder hornets. You know, well, Chad, you know I have sweet blood, so yeah, you know, they come after me hard. But the outdoor option, right? Because you know, maybe the wind, the noise ordinance, like you were saying, it's important to have that kind of variety. Give people a chance to get away to somewhere that isn't the bathroom if they need to.
You can't go outside unless you can't pee outside unless it's a wedding. That's my rule, because if it's a wedding, it's probably not somebody's place. It's a fucking venue, and that's what you're paying for. You're like, I'm paying to use the grounds as I see fit. Thank you.
Exactly.
This is just pee.
Well, okay, good. That's important distinction you just made there, because at first you said you can go to the bathroom outside.
Yeah,
you
know, good point. No, I'm talking number ones, and I'm talking across the gender spectrum as well. Everybody pee outside. Go for it.
And that's why you leave little rolls of toilet paper scattered about the woods.
Oh, or you put it in the welcome packet that you get when you get at this party. If we're in an outdoor scenario with a fucking charcuterie board where people can mingle, it's basically we're throwing a wedding. So you gotta get a little care package, get a little bag. I think gift bags are nice. I don't have a problem with it. I always welcome a gift bag.
I'll take one. I don't know if I'm gonna coordinate them for folks who are coming over, you know, because I made dinner. And if you wanted to put that in a bag for you, I could do that. But
I ordered Papa Ray's.
The wings thing is a tricky thing, but I will do Papa Ray's pizza.
Certainly. Solid. Yeah. Okay, so tunes, that has to happen. Mm-hmm. Let's keep it simple, because I mean, really, Spotify is pretty good. If you're looking for a party mix, they have varying degrees of party mixes that you can choose from, and you can kind of do a quick scan and go, that's fair. And then after you reach the end of it, Spotify uses an algorithm to continue pumping out tunes that kind of fit that mold. So they got you covered, but it doesn't have the same effect of like back in the day when you made party mixes and burned them on CDs. So like, what would be the first song and the last song on your ultimate party mix?
If I'm playing music and it's a part of the party, it's gonna be kind of a banger. This is kind of we're drinking,
banger, sure.
We're having a good time, and then as people are arriving, I want them to get the vibe of, oh, this is a party.
Party, it's
we're,
legit.
We're going to enjoy Ray. Ourselves.
Papa Ray, please sponsor my podcast. You can email me at thebirdchat@gmail.com.
And CC me because I.
Also, please sponsor Powell Island's podcast.
I would love a gift certificate. I don't, whatever. I am a big fan because, I don't do the Spotify playlists. I don't really do that. I'm more of a DJ approach to my music curation.
Whoa, hold up. Do you mean like a DJ, like you work at a radio station and you're just throwing stuff out there? Or do you mean DJ like you spin?
Not like spinning, but like more like radio, in that I will take requests. I will work it in later. I'm riding a wave, right? We're building up, and then we're coming down.
That's the most important part is you're the wave pool operator.
Yes. A lot of YouTube tabs that are ready to go. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, you're the YouTube tabs. Yes. Come on, Pat, you're better than that.
No, I'm not. I'm really not. I've seen too much Westworld to tell the AI what kind of music I like.
It already knows.
I will watch. No, let me have this.
No. Succumb to, welcome to the new.
You're absolutely right. You're absolutely
watch
right.
Watch what happens when you join Spotify and it gives you things you might like. You'd be like, fuck.
But see, I also like in the playlist to have that one that you do in the middle of the party where everyone turns to the DJ and goes, oh, what the hell? No, what is this? Yeah, turn this off.
Just to make sure you're paying attention.
Exactly.
Make sure you're still having it.
Let them know you have the power. Let them know this party lives and dies on my whim.
Yeah. Or when the song is too dramatic, like if you play like that's the way it is or something like that.
The Dr. Zhivago theme, that's a go-to for me.
That'll
really stop a party in its tracks.
yes, the Dr. Zhivago soundtrack would indeed stop a party in its tracks.
100%.
But what's your opening? So, like, what's the first song?
Yeah, in terms of building up, I really like Yogi is the name of the DJ, and it's called Burial.
Nice. Yes,
it's got hip hop, it's got techno, it's got solid like lo-fi hooks going on, a lot of good samples, something for everybody, a nice breakdown in the middle for like light flashing. Full disclosure, again, the art school reference, I've been to theater parties, and sometimes you party in places that has a light board, right? And I'm not a lighting designer, but
even you know how to turn up and down some levels.
Yeah, if you got a dimmer switch or something.
Well, you went to theater school. You know more than most humans about a lighting board.
Indeed, but the dimmer switch.
Oh yeah, dimmer switch
is that's the concept right there. Is it?
See, I think and this is going to be controversial. I think parties that where they turn the lights down is too aggressive.
I agree. Let's not turn this into laser tag.
Either be like fluctuating throughout the party, it just kind of doing its own thing, or it's just a general wash, to use a theater term.
Yes, indeed. And we're not going nuts with gobos and stuff. Look it up, folks.
Someone went to theater school, theater school, theater school. Someone went to theater school, bitch.
And all the lighting designers who are listening are going, he doesn't know a damn
thing. He has no fucking idea what he's talking about.
Yeah, exactly.
Someone was an actor out of theater school, theater school.
But I can act like I do, and that's cool.
He stole it.
But that variety, that, you know, that it's what you're doing is you're creating a mood that says, hey, lighten up. It's a party. Loosen up, dance a little bit, mouth the words, dance freakily with someone you may not know intimately. It's all about, you got to break that ice so that everyone feels comfortable. And then yes, the lights come on and we're talking and it's just normal and stuff, but that's a big one.
So then at the end of the night, I have a follow up. So let's just go solid. First off, end of the night song, last song on the ultimate party mix.
My impulse is to say closing time because I'm cheesy.
I mean, that song is a visceral reaction getter. Like as soon as it comes on, they're just like, we're graduating. We're graduating. Yeah. We did it, everybody.
So maybe second to last is like that vitamin C graduation song.
Or Good Riddance by Green Day.
Good Riddance, always a good one.
Give a speech, graduation speech.
Guilty.
Yeah, guilty. I know you have.
Yeah.
I just can see it in your eyes.
A chance to talk? What? Yes, please. Please.
Because you went to theater school. Theater school. I feel like we've already talked about party fouls. So mm-hmm. We don't have to worry about that.
Bad guests and party foul, they're distinct.
Do you have some particulars?
Absolutely. You know, you got to know your own limits.
Yeah.
You got to know your own limits. You can get pretty schwasty at a party.
Sure.
But if you get schwasty and then you start telling the same story three times in a row to the same people,
to
a plant or something.
Oh, if you're talking to a plant, you're staying at least until the...
Yeah, I'm setting up a video camera.
Yeah, no, you're crashing on the couch.
I think my universal go-to is not flushing the toilet.
Oh, big yes on that. Come on!
You gotta flush the toilet.
I asked you a lot of questions, and I hope that wasn't too forward of me.
I don't think so at all.
Good, because it's time for 2 minutes and 10 questions. Oh, shit, you were ready. Bleep, 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 bleep.
Oh, God.
Sit up, sit up. Number 10, who is the leader of the Kitty Communist Party?
Kid, is this a real answer I have to give?
Yeah, you got to give me an answer.
Me.
Chairman Meow. Number 9, why do communists drink herbal tea?
Because everyone does.
Property is theft. Number 8, when will these communism jokes be funny?
They already are.
When everyone gets it. Number 7, why did Indiana Jones start a business?
Because he retired from archaeology.
Because he's an adventure capitalist. Number 6, why did the senator run for office?
Because he walked.
I'm not going to let you have it. It's because he missed the bus. Number 5, what do you call a congressperson who supports the Cheese Act?
A monger.
Provolone. Number 4, why can't horses vote in Congress?
Because all they say is nay.
Ding, 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 ding. Boom! 1 out of 10. Number 3, why is it hard to order Republican senators from Grubhub?
Because they don't give you napkins.
Because they're all sold out. Number 2, why did Roman senators only gather once a week?
Because they didn't have months yet.
Solid call. But no, because that's enough for them. Number 1, how was Earl Grey able to vote in the election when he was so far away?
Because he voted with a mailbag?
Absentee ballots. But you're close. 1 out of 10. Not bad. Not bad. Just sneaked up on you. No one's ever ready.
That's I got blindsided. I did. Surprising number of like
all under the pressure.
Communism and tea. That's
well, it's because you're a politically minded person. I thought about that. Well, I mean, so your shows. So Good Evening was the show you used to do.
Yeah.
Up at the Jackalope Space.
That's correct. And just before
for those COVID of you who don't know what I'm talking about, it's the Jackalope Theater in Chicago.
Exactly.
They have a place called the what's that place called?
Frontier.
And it was like a smaller theater, and then they had the Armory, which is the bigger theater.
Exactly.
It kind of comparatively, right? And in the littler theater, because I played there once with you, because I was on your show. That's right.
Those were early days, and we were glad to have you.
Thank you for having me. So you kept doing that, but then did you turn it to a web-based, audio-based thing, or how did that work out?
So what happened is I met some folks who work at CanTV, which is public access. And just before COVID really took over, we did our first episode on television, honest to God TV studio, with Alderman Andre Vasquez and Ken Davis. So I knew Ken Davis because he had a show on CanTV called Chicago Newsroom where I just basically watched his show and then threw together a talk show version of what he talked about. So I was taking plays out of his playbook for years, but he ended his show and he was like, they're looking for something to do with the slot. So why don't you do it there? But now there's a virus. So we don't do it there.
Right.
But now we're going to do it online. And so a week from today, because we are recording this on Friday, Friday, June 5th, we're going to do an episode where I talk to journalists all about journalism and how journalism's in big trouble. I don't know if you've been reading the paper, Chad, but you can't because it's dead.
Yeah, the paper's dead.
Right. So we're going to talk to people who do journalism now in this world about how they feel about it. The Trib's on the chopping block, the Reader's up against the ropes. The Sun-Times is doing what they can to survive in this new digital pay-to-play environment. So I want to talk to those folks because if they don't keep tweeting, I don't have a show.
Right.
So I just want to help them out if I can. Yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, we'll put the link too in the episode, by the way. But you're not just doing that. You're also doing Yesterday's News.
That's correct. Yesterday's News is my new passion project. The ego cannot be contained to just one.
I don't know what that means. I do not experience that at all. I'm perfectly happy to be humble and quiet in my little apartment.
We're just creating opportunities for ourselves, Chad. That's what we're doing.
I also think that it's therapeutic. I feel like I saw a lot of backlash on Facebook from theater professionals about theater professionals not doing theater online. Mm. And I was like, I don't agree with that. Like, it's a therapy. If you don't want to watch it, fine. Is it as good? No. But, like, let them do it.
I mean,
you don't have to do it. That means it sucked. That's what you're saying, is that this sucks. I don't like it. Cool. Don't watch it. But these people, like, are stuck at home, and they're theater people that went to a theater school.
Theater school.
And you can't keep quiet for that long. It's not in your bone. It's not in your muscles. Got to do something.
I have all this training.
In the comedy live lit world, kind of get away with it a little bit because the comedian in that world works fine in these short bursts. Podcasts too. Anybody does these like videos, but I was kind of bummed to see the theater kids get tossed around like that. Like there were articles written about it.
Yeah.
Just like, what we should do is just sit in the corner and quietly rethink our entire profession. I'm like, yeah, that sounds fun. JK, I'm going to get ripped and film myself doing a Shakespeare monologue and see if I fucking get through it. Because that's what the internet is for.
I couldn't agree more. I think that it now is a huge opportunity for people who do performance that used to be live to adapt to this new digital environment. I have this theory, and please counterpoint me if you'd like, but I don't think we're going back to, hammers and chisels and stuff. I don't think we're going back to horse-drawn carriages. I don't think we're going back. I think that technology is just going to keep being more and more integrated into our lives. And so now is a great chance to try to figure
to
out how that works. Exactly. And, right. and to make it personal, to do something that you've always wanted to do, but maybe didn't have the time or the wherewithal to do that. Now, don't get me wrong. There are a lot of limitations to that, right? Some people don't have internet access, which is a big problem in terms of now we're getting into education and teaching from home. But this new reality, I mean, you've alluded to it a couple times here, that 2022, you know, all joking aside, might be the next time we go back to whatever the next normal is. So I don't think we should just wait and see. I think that
grab it and see where it takes you, because you might actually enjoy it, you know?
100%.
I've loved doing these. Like, I miss doing the live stuff at the Green Mill. I miss doing, like, the California Clippers closing. That was such an awesome place, and I finally got to play there, and it's gone. So, like, I hear you on the, I miss putting myself out there in a, I miss the connection. I miss having people around me, that whole deal. I feel it. But we don't get to have it. It doesn't exist right now.
It's nobody's fault except China's. if you talk to the president, but if you look at like stand-up comedy, oh, that's right. No, I'm sorry. I forgot he was running again. I forgot that Obama was running against Trump.
I forgot that he was from China. Anyway, go on.
Right. No. Yeah. He's a
Chinese ex-president Barack. Oh God. It seems so wacky when you say it, but then you're like,
but when you read it on Twitter, it seems so plausible. But if you look at stand-up comics right now, I mean, you mentioned Spotify earlier. Joe Rogan just did a $10 million deal to move his podcast from YouTube to Spotify. Right. So audio is also an option to folks.
Has been this whole time. And I feel like I miss doing some of the circuit that I used to, but Cole's Bar is doing stand-up now. And that was a lot of fun. It felt great. It's a different kind of medium. It's like acoustic guitar versus electric guitar. It's like now you have a little bit more amplification and you have to do smaller moves. It's just different. But I need it. And I still want to watch it. Like, I don't feel like it's like people are like, well, who wants to watch that? I'm like, I do. I want to see my buds do their thing. And I hope they would want to see me.
Exactly. And yeah, we can help each other out. And I think the Machete is doing a great job of adapting to this. I think that they've really done really well.
I think that was what the medium, like we used to do podcasts back in the day. Uh-huh. But and I also think that that show has the potential or had the potential to do audio dramas in audio shows. And so like the fact that they're doing it and it's working out so well, I'm like, yeah, see, because that was what it was made for.
Yes. The social media stuff, we all know how to use them anyway, so we might as well use them to try to put ourselves out there. So that is what I'm doing with yesterday's news. It is my way of pulling trends from articles I see, and instead of just yelling at my dog about them and having her be like, why don't you do something about this instead of getting upset, I put clips together. I'm getting better at like editing video, right? I'm learning how to use these different digital tools to try to further things and learning in the process too. And I think that the hardest thing right now is for a lot of people, I just think that people don't like to put themselves out there because they are afraid of being wrong or being embarrassed. And I just think that this is a great chance for us to get away from this imagined cancel culture. You know, people are afraid of saying or doing the wrong thing because they're afraid of being erased. And that is not a thing. Like, you know, OJ Simpson has 13 million Twitter followers. Okay. So I think that putting yourself out there in an authentic way is super healthy and a good way to express yourself and to keep your mind moving in these times when we're all inside. But yesterday's news is on a brief hiatus as I was searching for a Trump supporter. You know, I don't know if you know this, Chad, but I live in an ideological bubble.
What?
Yeah, I do. And so I've been trying to get outside of it. But, you know, with these digital tools, it is really hard to do so because Facebook literally is built to put us into ideological bubbles with people that we agree with. So in an effort to try to buck that within the app, I've been searching out people who have different ideological beliefs in an effort to try to understand them a little better. And since a huge part of Trump's pull with people is that they have a social cohesion, now they are not able to be socially cohesive, right? Large groups of people are not able to be physically present together. And so they're kind of digitally isolated. And so I have more of a chance to approach them in a way that doesn't feel threatening and doesn't feel like I'm just going to beat you over the head with memes. And is more like, I really want to talk about this in an effort to try to get Trump out of the White House, I will admit. But 6 p.m. today, I'm interviewing a Trump supporter on my Facebook, and that is going to be my foray back into yesterday's news.
So, 6:30 today being May 29th.
That's correct. Yes. Today is Friday, May 29th. Yeah. Yeah. And then yesterday's news is on Instagram. It's on TikTok. It's on Facebook. It's on everything. And so if you're looking for a way to be informed, maybe this is it. Maybe it's me.
Well, I feel like the best part about all of this is that we all get to hang out in this forum and get to do these moments. So, like, thank you for that. And thank you for being game for it. And thank you for what you said. And thank you for giving me a pretty sweet ass beginning and ending to a party mix that I'm definitely going to make and share on the Spotify. But mostly, thank you to the Barracudas for their kick-ass song, Promises. That's a song here coming up on the back end. Thank you to Lort and Hero Power for saving the world one drink and electricity bill at a time. I didn't have this one written out. And thank you to Pat Whalen. All the links are at the bottom of the thing. Just scroll down. You know what the fuck you're doing. And come back and see us. Please rate and review. That's the thing I'm supposed to tell you to do. Fuck! Oh, there's so much. I need a drink. I need to get some snacks. And fucking, I'm going to lose my fucking mind. Come find me. PayPal me. Get me the fuck. Order me a Papa Ray's pizza.
And wings.